A recent report issued by Liberty Consulting Group in the United States says that one of the island's key power sources will likely be unreliable this winter. The Labrador Island Link was completed last year and runs from the Churchill River to various points across the island. The report has been backed by the Public Utilities Board. Patty Daly hosts VOCM's Open Line. He has been voicing his opinions on the Lower Churchill for years and says the verdict shouldn't come as a shock.
No surprise. I mean, when they landed first power at Soldiers Pond at 45 megawatts, knowing the demand on that Labrador Island Link, there was obviously an issue. And so then when it pops up that there's a software glitch and General Electric working on something, it's just a deja vu.
Flashback to 2014, when Dark NL dominated the news. Blizzard conditions ripped through the province and left almost 200,000 people in the dark. With this report and the talk of more power outages, people are concerned about a potential repeat this winter. Cindy Gladney was one of the many impacted by Dark NL in 2014. It was her first winter here from Alberta.
My husband was gone, and my kid was stuck down the road at her friend's house having a sleepover.
Gladney's daughter was at her friend's house for 3 days, simply because of the road conditions.
So, like, we had a lot of snow, and we were without power, and nobody was moving, and my truck wouldn't go through the snowdrift. I was concerned.
Daly hopes this winter won't be a repeat of Dark NL. He says all we can do, though, is hope.
I remain optimistic that we can rely on such a massive investment. We're talking transmission from Labrador to Soldiers Pond, and Muskrat specifically, to the tune of $5 billion. So that's a $5 billion bet on reliability.
For Kicker Radio, I'm Alex Kennedy.